This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome in. Happy Thursday, Danny and Dusty.
No, that's quick.
That it's Thursday?
Yeah. It's weird. I expected everything to just come to a screeching halt without having to do something damn near every other night.
They've had to do science on why some weeks seem like they're going longer and others don't.
And it's the sun.
It's not. You think this one has gone fast because of the sun? Yeah, I bet that that has a lot to do with it. I bet it's a little bit is weather related. But it's not always, for me at least, it's not always the fact that, like, you're stressed throughout the course of a week. I feel like sometimes the weeks where I'm the most stressed are the ones that go by the fastest. Just because, like, you've got a lot of stuff going on or your mind is racing so often. You know what I'm saying? It seems like sometimes the weeks where I got no stress in my life are the ones that take the longest. And I don't know if I'm alone on that, because I'm weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because typically when things feel like they're going slow, it's not that things aren't happening for me.
Yeah.
It's honestly, when things feel like they're going slow, it's because there's a million things going on and I feel like I'm not getting enough done.
Right? There's, you know, some weeks that are like that.
That's when it feels the most slow for me. It's like I'm doing things, but nothing's getting done.
Yeah. But there's other times where you got all that stuff and you're like, dude, this week flew by. Maybe it's your efficiency. And the sun probably plays a big role in that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, man, I'm not Superman, but I'm Superman adjacent in the sense of I am powered by the sun.
Yeah.
The second the sun comes out, man, like, I know we talk about the seasonal oppression stuff, but, like, just growing up in it as a kid, it's like every time it comes back, I just feel like a million bucks.
I think that's everybody. I think this is everybody.
No.
Sun comes out and you feel different.
I see a lot of hermits around here that still, even this, they see the sun, they're like.
Yeah, I don't associate with those people.
Yeah, those people weird me out.
No, I don't do that.
I've gotten home and
I don't deal with psychos.
Taking the dogs for a walk every day this week with a wife. And like, I get home and I'm like, oh my God, so much better.
But there's like some of the most pasty white people I know live in Southern California and they don't go outside. It's like, what are you doing?
You're wasting it.
What are you doing?
Leave it for somebody else.
Yeah. Let me get that sun. But it's been great weather this week. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it. And now you can just tell your kids to go outside. Get out of here.
Can you still do that?
Go. Oh, yeah.
The summertime, does that still work?
Well, I mean, depends where you live. But yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that. I do that with my kids all the time. So what are you doing in here? Leave.
Yeah.
Go. And then I eventually end up outside with them, and, you know, then I get them distracted, and I
leave. Sneak back in?
No, just go to the backyard.
Oh.
I'm staying with them.
There you go.
I'm not staying with them. I'm gone. I'm gone. I did have one. I feel like my son is becoming more and more aware, and the little rapscallion in him is coming out. So I come down in the morning, and he's reading a book in a chair, and I'm like, dang, look at this little kid. He's so studious. He's reading, and he's in a chair that is like the chair's back is to me, and I'm like, all right. I looked over his shoulder. He had a book. There were words. It was right side up and everything. And then...
Was it on the first page, full on LeBron?
No. No, he's smarter than LeBron. He is way smarter than LeBron. Mm. Which, have you seen the LeBron commercial that's out there now?
Mm-mm.
I don't even know what it's for, but it's... Oh, it's for like a Brick Breaker, Candy Crush, or something like that, where they're making fun of LeBron about having a book that he's pretending to read.
I saw people talking about it, but I've never seen
it. It's like the pages are glowing, and he's you don't slide your finger up and down like that, and he's actually playing a game and not reading a book, which congrats to LeBron for leaning into the fact that people make fun of him for not reading the book that he has been reading his entire career,
Godfather. I do appreciate what LeBron has been doing the last 8-9 months. It's the realization that his career is coming to a close and the retirement tour is coming and everyone's going to kiss his butt.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also given a lot of middle fingers to a lot of people. And just instead of being the most protected athlete of all time with everything that he does,
let your hair down.
He's letting it down a little bit. We saw this with Tiger towards the end.
Brady, too.
Brady
became social media savvy.
Yeah. And it's like, and the thing is, like, even if it was something as simple as like LeBron talking about like taking care of the game and like making sure that the next generation is better off and we stop just crapping on the game all the time. Now, it was definitely still put through a PR house because like he said our beautiful game like 7 different times in there. It was like, okay, are you getting paid to like, is this a sponsored phrase? But
he's going to try and trademark it on Taco Tuesday.
I know. But like even then it was like, oh, this is real. Like this is actually like this is more of him than we're actually getting. And I think you started to see it with like the Team USA doc, where like the behind the scenes stuff, you saw him be normal. Like when he looked at Ant Edwards talking to Barack Obama and was like, oh no,
we can't do that.
We can't let him do that alone.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're starting to see more of like Dad LeBron.
Yeah.
Just dude LeBron and was like, oh, there it is. Like, but again, I still think one of the most incredible things we've ever seen in sports is how he is the worst thing he has ever done is the decision.
And people still are like, the decision. It only raised a couple million for charity.
Yeah. Like, it is in not just in today's world, but like across sports, even like pre-social media, to keep his nose clean.
And oh, wait. Remember, there's one other thing.
Mm.
You got a Hummer in high school. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Got the yellow Hummer in high school.
Yeah. Shout out the H2.
Yeah. They're like, oh, how's he get the money for that? It's like, dude, he's not going to college. Why do you care?
Why do you care? The bag is the bag, man. Get out of this. But, like, it might be more impressive than any other, like, record is being at the top from the time that he was 16 years old. He is 40. That is 24 years of not making a mistake in the limelight when you were in it every single day.
That's like Derek Jeter. Worst thing he did was give gift baskets to smoking hots that he would take home. What?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing?
The greatest lineup in history.
Golly. Yeah. Derek Jeter, LeBron James.
Yeah.
Impeccable resumes.
Because even Brady had a couple of moments of...
illegitimate children, he's left Bridget Moynihan for Giselle.
Mm-hmm. And then that happened.
And then that.
And then mildly related, obviously, to Deflategate.
Deflategate is a big one, But that's his cell phones, okay?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. And then the TB12 stuff.
Yeah, Alex Guerrero. Yeah, he stepped in it, man. Yeah. He definitely did.
But then going to Tampa Bay, he kind of did what we're seeing LeBron do now of, like, just let the hair down.
Peyton Manning even didn't avoid it, even though he's been relatively squeaky clean. Mm-hmm. There was the HGH report from Al Jazeera Sports.
Uh-huh. Weird how that one never got picked up.
Boy, that went away real quick. Yeah. Real quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is impressive. LeBron. Oh, wait, back to my kid. Mm-hmm. So he's reading his book, and I'm sitting over there. I'm doing something else. My wife comes down and is like, dude, what are you doing? He got his Nintendo Switch out, and he heard me coming. Mom is a ninja. Mom snuck up on him. Right when I walked away, he was playing his Nintendo Switch. So he heard me walking down, and he went, nope, reading a book.
Oh.
So he's getting to that point. I'm like, oh. Applaud. Little golf clap. Yeah. But also, We got to nip
because you just got
the
Switch a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, he got it for Christmas.
Yeah,
he got that for Christmas, and so it's a
battle.
Yeah, dude. But it keeps him in line. Like the greatest threat is, dude, you're gonna lose your Switch minutes, mm-hmm. and he knows he gets his Switch minutes for reading and doing his homework. Mm-hmm. So he has the book out, and I'm like, oh, he's earning Switch time. Wrong.
Game in the system.
Wrong. God. He's gonna be a problem. Great businessman though. He's gonna be a problem. Oh man. All right. Let's get this show on the road. We got a lot that we gotta get to today.
Not a lot of massive stories, but just a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because the basketball sucked last night.
Yeah, or it was good, depending on who you're a fan of. I mean you hate the Miami Heat.
The games themselves, they weren't
good at
they
all.
They were bad.
And it was the road teams flexing.
Yeah.
The road teams looked really good.
What do we expect when it's the 9th and 10th best teams from each conference?
Yeah, you're not wrong. But, you know, having either team be game would have been nice, instead of rolling over and showing their belly in the first half.
Well,
I mean, that's both of them did. Both of them just like, all right, we're good.
Who doesn't love a good belly rub?
I mean,
who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? All right.
A little role play.
Well, we got Lee Corso. He has called it a career. Nikola Jokic, the most wild quote about Nikola Jokic came out.
Mm.
I don't know. I still don't know how to wrap my head around what I learned about Nikola Jokic, except for he plays by sonar.
Mm.
That might be a thing.
He's Batman.
Batman. Mm. Lee Corso is hanging it up.
Mm.
He's not dead.
No.
He's going to have one more run at College Game Day, but he is, the coach is retiring. I love Lee Corso.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Lee Corso is well overdue, but we got to talk some Lee Corso
today. We do.
And then we have, let's see here. Oh, we need to revisit our Blazers poll from yesterday with Zion Williamson, because that was something. Should the Blazers be kicking the tires on Zion Williamson? Kicking the tires and going after him, I think, are two different things, and we can have that. Maybe we add another poll today, and we see. Because kicking the tires and actually going after him,
they are two different things.
That is way different.
Mm-hmm.
But where we got to start, Aaron Rodgers spoke to Pat McAfee today. I thought this was done. I thought Rodgers and McAfee had broken up.
Mm.
He didn't. And whoa, Nelly, Aaron Rodgers in the awareness chamber.
Mm.
Darkness retreat, you're out.
Mm.
Maybe he needs to go to the awareness chamber, because holy guacamole, this was something. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
I'm Superman and Jason.
I don't deal with psychos.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show today, and he was not all, you know, relax.
Relax.
He actually did look very relaxed. Several people saying Aaron Rodgers looked like he was having a good time before he went on the Pat McAfee show, which more power to him if he did.
I mean,
people get mad about? Huh? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
We saw McAfee and the crew during the NFL draft.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
I mean, they were all baked out of their minds.
But he went on the McAfee show, blasted the Jets.
Yeah.
Blasted Aaron Glenn for moving on from him. And like, you don't know me. Went in on the organization about his 2 years that were there. And he did say that Christopher Johnson was good to work with.
Hmm.
So we got that going for
us. But also, is it that far-fetched to believe that that organization is a whole basket of cats, even if you take the Aaron Rodgers of it all away? No, of course it's not a mess. It's a complete and utter mess.
It's a mess. See the players' survey, which gave ownership an F, and then the owner coming out and saying
the survey's rigged.
Fake news.
Yeah.
No, it was
we don't even know the methodology. No, the methodology spelled out for you there, Bubba. Like what? What are we doing here?
Come on, brah. But what people really want to know about Aaron Rodgers did address, and it was his free agency, where he's going to play next year, what his situation is. And whoa, Nelly, we've got a 1 minute and 20 second clip here.
Brett Favre the hell out of this thing.
There is a lot to unpack from it. Here is Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show talking about his future.
To make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet. I had a lot of great conversations with a lot of teams. Not one of those was the Jets, because that wasn't a great conversation.
We heard. So that was an accurate report. Okay, got it. Okay.
That was not an accurate report. We can get into that in a second. But
oh, okay.
But I had some good conversations. But I've been up front with all of them. I don't have anybody, working on my PR staff. Like, Mia's the head of my PR. She tells me what the hell's going on if I need to know anything. I don't have any leaks. I have a very tight circle. I'm not out there putting shit out just to put shit out. That's just not how I operate. There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, starting with the money thing. I told every single one of the teams I talked to, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. That's absolute bullshit. I said I play for 10. Yeah, whatever.
Well, I thought you were a selfish.
Okay. Lot to get to there. Okay. First of all, he says meeting with the Jets did not go well. Remember, the report was that, they just told him they didn't want him anymore. Yeah. He had a negative reaction to that. And then he said, we'll get to that. He did get to it and basically confirmed everything that the report had said about the meeting that went down. Then he goes, I don't have a PR team. No way. Every step of the way, dude.
It's all you.
We have noticed you don't have a PR team. And whoever Mia is, not doing a great job there, bubs.
Still doing better than Maz PR, but only slightly.
Then he says, it's basically just me. And I'm not putting S out there just to put S out there. You literally went on the Pat McAfee show every week and put S out there for the sake of putting S out there during the season.
I will say, counterpoint. This period, he hasn't.
No.
He. This is the first time we've heard from him in a while now.
Yep.
Other than, Aaron's a weird dude, man. Like, he's obviously not the guy that I knew when I was a kid. He's drastically different. I think that changed really in his mid-30s when things kind of went the way that they did with everything. Because he was a normal dude for a long time.
Most of his career. I mean, honestly,
it's really been 6 years, 7 years?
No, it was after he won his Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was that, and that's when things
COVID
really
timeline screws me up. So probably by
2011.
I think it really started to go sideways 14, 15.
Yeah.
That's been 10 years now.
Yeah. Which now, is half of his career.
Which is kind of crazy to think about because he's been in the league for so long. But, he's going to do what he's going to do. And I jokingly said it sound very Brett Favre-ian as far as I may retire, I may play. I think he's genuinely having that crisis that Hall of Fame greats have when they still have juice in the tank. Brady did this. Manning did this.
Yep.
When you are one of the five, maybe best quarterbacks or just one of the best players to ever play your game. Carmelo Anthony was the worst version of this. The whole of the league's blackballing me, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to come off the bench, that stuff. And I was like, all right, dude, we've got enough of you. But when you, the rare guy that is a top 25, top 50 player, whatever sport, that makes the transition into being a guy and not making it about them is the Vince Carters of the world. And there's so, how many guys in the NFL have done that? And I'm talking the guy that was that was at the very best, had the cameras on him.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Well, but he was always the same guy. He was the first one that popped in my head too, but I immediately was like, no, he was always a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Never wavered, never changed.
Well, so was Vince. Vince wasn't ever an issue.
No, but he also kind of accepted the full-on role player. Fitz, even when he retired, was still really good.
Well, he moved into the slot.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
He was an outside receiver his entire career, and then they moved him into the slot, and he was like, all right, whatever. And he was still good, found a way to be really good. Yeah.
It's so few and far between.
Yeah. No, it is. It's really hard to find them.
When you're talking about, that's a first ballot Hall of Famer, absolutely one of the greatest games ever seen. And I think that they're just, it's because of how they're wired.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely think he's fighting that. I genuinely think he's fighting that.
Well, it's the hardest thing for any athlete to do. And, you know, he did say in there, though, that he'd play for 10 M's. I'd play for 10 million, too. But what he's saying is like, dude,
it's not
I'd
about
play
the
for the I would play on a 1 year deal if that's all you wanted me for. But without saying it, he said he wants it to be on his terms.
Yeah.
And he wants it to be a fit for him.
Mm-hmm.
Why he is not with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now is because the Pittsburgh Steelers
are going to want to control.
Do
everything.
Not want him to run his Aaron Rodgers offense, mm-hmm. air quotes, which is just a stupid way of saying Mike McCarthy's West Coast offense, mm-hmm. where he is in charge at the line of scrimmage. He can make all the checks. He can make all the calls. He's going to essentially be your play caller. You can give him a recommendation, and then he will go off of whatever the hell he wants to do. I think one of the most impressive things that Matt LaFleur ever did was as a first-time head coach.
He was able to manage that.
Was able to step in, and he'd be like, fine, if this is the way you're going to go, I'll give you three play calls. You pick the one that you want, and then you can run it. He gave him three great options. They were very successful. Mm-hmm. And really what it came down to, and you could see the frustration on LaFleur's face, is that when he would give him play calls, he would choose the lesser of the one that LaFleur wanted. And you'd be like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? Right? And so that's the reason why he's not in Pittsburgh. It's not a money thing.
No.
It's not a years thing. It's not the fact that they may draft a quarterback this year. It is they want Arthur Smith to be the play caller. They want Aaron Rodgers to run Arthur Smith's offense. And he's at a point in his career where he does not want to cede that control, and he won't.
And I get the organizational stuff in the Steelers because it's ruled by an iron fist, and they don't want to defer to that, and they don't want to change what they do for the quarterback. But I don't know if Arthur Smith is a good enough coordinator for you to be like, yeah, he has to do it. But organizationally, they don't care about who that person is. It's more about the pecking order.
What's crazy, though, is that if Aaron Rodgers were to buy in to the style that Arthur Smith wants to play,
probably be good for him.
It would be great for him at this point in his career because you have two burners on the outside, mm-hmm. in Pickens and Metcalf. It would be a ball control offense where you're going to run the ball and you don't have to worry about your arm fatiguing over the course of the season.
You're not throwing it 35, 40 times a game.
It would adapt to his style of play a little bit. And he Arthur Smith would do that. You could say what you want about Arthur Smith as a head coach,
mm-hmm.
not a good head coach.
No.
And definitely not a good head coach that is a play caller at the same time. But his offenses were really effective. Mm-hmm.
And efficient.
With a quarterback who was limited in Tennessee. And they ran the ball. They took the shots downfield. And Rodgers would be so damn good at that because he's always one step ahead. Like, mm-hmm. and that's the thing, is that he always wants to have that control of the chess pieces.
Yeah.
And
because he is, like, for all people out there, Aaron is a dummy. Aaron's a brilliant dude. Aaron is a brilliant dude.
No, he's eccentric and weird.
Yeah, but
he's smart.
Incredibly smart.
And he may like crystals.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, he's weird. There's no doubt about it. But Aaron's a very, very, very smart dude.
Yeah, and football smarts. There's a lot of guys that couldn't pass a class in school, but they know football inside and out. It's totally different. But I think there's a lot of really interesting pieces of that. And if he had a PR team,
I wonder how they would handle it.
The back end of his career would be so different.
Would it?
And as this texter says, like, after his brother was on The Bachelorette and outed him as a D to his family, it all went south. Yep.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have a PR team.
No.
He didn't want to handle it the way that you probably should. Take the high road, make them look like they're the a-holes, mm-hmm. instead of you. Instead, he was just like, nope, leaning into it.
Yeah.
And people would view him far differently than he is right now. But also, I agree, his true colors have shown. And it's turned a lot of people off. And I don't think he cares about that.
No.
I really don't think he does at all. But he can, if he has another good, at the end of this past year, he played okay.
He looked good.
Not old Aaron Rodgers.
No.
But I mean, that's still really damn good.
Old Aaron Rodgers was, you know, an MVP.
Yeah. And as B-Rod points out, do you think there's a chance he lands in Minnesota? Vikings have said they're waiting to see how McCarthy will be soon. If not, good. do they go and get A-Rod or sign another veteran? Dude, Aaron Rodgers is the guy that they would probably go out and try to sign, and that would be the most hilarious path he could take, going Packers, Jets, Vikings, and then in the shadow of Brett Favre, which pissed him off for the longest time, just follows exact path.
And remember, that Favre-led Vikings team was really good.
No. Mm-mm. They're really bad. Justin Jefferson, dude. Hawkinson, Jordan Addison. Yeah, he would have a field day with those guys.
Especially like, with KOC.
This texture says those receivers in Pittsburgh are not precise route runners would frustrate Rodgers. That's the thing. He can't run his offense. That's what we were just saying. You can't run that offense that he wants to run, but it would be perfect for him. No. He could take shots over the top. He could still push the ball down the field.
Look, he doesn't have the same cannon he used to. It still ain't bad.
Mm-mm.
I'd still put him in the top 10 as far as like getting the pushing the ball down the field.
When we had Ainge on yesterday, Eric said something that is so simple, but it's the reality. Hit the open receiver.
Yeah.
If you can hit the open receiver, you're fine.
Yeah.
In Arthur Smith's offense, it actually does that. But his quarterback's been so dumb, they can't find the open receiver. And that's why everybody's like, what's wrong with Kyle Pitts? Well, they didn't throw him the ball.
Yeah, that was a big part of that. Big part of that.
Drake London, why did he pop last year? They threw him the football.
Turns out the really good wide receiver is really good when you get him the ball. Turns out.
Find the open guy. Yeah. Get him the damn ball. All right. Update from Aaron Rodgers. You think he retires?
I think it's on the table.
I think he may just walk away.
Yeah, I think it's on the table.
I
don't think he wants to go to Pittsburgh. He says he's not waiting out the Vikings. I think he is waiting out the Vikings.
I think Minnesota.
And he definitely doesn't want to do OTAs.
Pittsburgh.
He's not signing before.
Well, I think he's also watching what teams do in the draft, too.
Yeah.
Whether he wants to admit it or not, I think Minnesota, Pittsburgh. I think New Orleans would be in play.
The car thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, or maybe perhaps wait until a few weeks into the season, see if, you know, somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. And that's real Brett Favre territory.
Yeah.
That is the real Brett Favre territory of, no, I'm done, and then come out of the woodworks.
Mm-hmm.
Have Ed Werder, you know, at his house out front like, I think I saw Brett Favre earlier. That was the weirdest time.
I mean,
it's actually pretty normal now.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
I think T.O. kind of disrupted all that doing sit-ups in his front yard.
No, the Favre thing was way different because it was like, T.O. called the press to go there.
It's fair.
They were just like sitting out there like, maybe we'll see him. Maybe he'll come out and talk.
A little Tonya Harding-esque.
So weird. Yeah. Yeah. And Barry Bonds with mm-hmm. Pedro Gomez going through his trash.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 503-864-6326. That be the fan text line. Hey, speaking of the Steelers, there's a report out there from Philly Sports Station, and it may make perfect sense where they go in the first round. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Aaron Rodgers might not be heading to Pittsburgh, but it's looking more and more like if he's available, an Oregon Duck might be flapping his wings to Pittsburgh. Mm. As it currently stands, the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first round hold the 21st overall selection, and Andrew Filippone, who works for our sister station, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, says... Source, Derek Harmon has emerged as the clear favorite to be the Steelers' first-round pick. Quote, he's the total package. Art Rooney II has been very vocal about the Steelers addressing their D-line, something that did not happen in free agency. Stay tuned. Dude, if there is a more perfect fit in Pittsburgh than Derek Harmon at 21, I don't know what is, man. He would be,
It's a pretty good heir apparent to Cam Hayward.
He feels Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Just the style that he plays, big, physical. He is faster than he thinks. He's a lot like Cam Hayward right there.
No, I'm saying he's a great heir apparent to Cam Hayward. And kind of the same build, plays kind of the same style.
You can move him inside, outside. Mm-hmm. You could play him at a three technique, which is probably where you would want to play him in the National Football League. I feel like he'd be awesome there.
Yeah.
And he would open up, as Cam Hayward does, a lot of extra opportunities for TJ Watt. Mm-hmm. Well, unless he's peacing out. But that is the only question, though, is that as more and more of the mocks start coming out, Derek Harmon may be a late teens type of guy.
It's like this draft, you know, we can call it what it is. It's a quote unquote down draft in the sense of the shiny, yeah, that guy's going to be an all pro.
Down on the top end.
Yeah.
But
there's a ton of depth. Particularly in the trenches.
Yep.
And particularly at D tackle. It's one of the deeper D tackle drafts we've had in interior defensive lineman drafts we've had in a long time. Now, I'm not saying that Harmon can't be great. I'm just saying he's looked at as really good, not great.
I think his evaluations have come back really damn good.
Oh, yeah, no.
And the only thing is that people don't recognize, because he was second team all Big Ten,
mm-hmm.
because Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham were holdover first team all conference guys, and they were the guys that got the first team all conference nods.
And then you look at the Ohio State defensive line that has the show and panache of the Ohio State run.
Yeah, and those guys, look, none of those guys are getting first round grades.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I think that's probably why Harmon was overlooked. But I mean, if you're talking hand and glove fits, it makes sense. Like when you look at organizations, you look at the players that they go after. Like if you see a 5'11" great route running white wide receiver, you're like, oh, that's a Patriot.
Yep, there he goes.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you just talk about like style. Like, it's so funny, these organizations, no matter who's in charge, no matter who the general manager is, no matter who the coach is, no matter who the owner is, there's just players that you see fitting, mm-hmm. stylist, like no matter how much teams change, they stay the same.
Absolutely. Like, especially Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's never going to change.
No, their identity is their identity, and you can take a look at Green Bay and hell, even a bad team like the Raiders. Like, you know what they're going to be. They're going to invest on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to want to be one of the faster teams in the league. Like, Miami is always going to be a team that's going to rely on speed and being in the open because they play in Miami half the year. Like,
finesse.
No matter. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look around. Like, do you ever envision the Tennessee Titans not being a physical team?
Well, having watched them the last couple of years, pretty easy to vision it.
But you know, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
They should be
like that. That's kind of who they are. Yeah. Like you look at the Seahawks. Are they going to be a team that's going to be predicated on offense ever? No, even removed from the Legion of Boom. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at those like hand in glove fits, I look at Harmon as like, yeah, I can picture him in black and yellow and white. Like it's not even like a remotely a stretch. And then there's some guys when you're like, if you take like a big time finesse pass rusher, God, who was the absolute freak that ended up going to the Dolphins that just did not work out? Totally blanking on him.
When? Like, when? What year are we looking
like 10,
at?
Like 10, 15 years ago.
Are you talking about Deion Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You picture him, like, in Pittsburgh. Hell no. Hell no. Like, you just don't see that. Like, but with Harmon? Absolutely. And it kind of fits what they want to do. And, God, it would suck if he got there and T.J. Watt left.
Boy, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Wouldn't that suck? That would be brutal.
There's no way they can let him go, right? There's just no way.
If he wants out, he's going to get out.
God, that's just...
Yeah.
That'd be like James Harrison leaving in his prime. You know what I mean? Like, he just fits.
Yep. I think they're gonna find a way to make that contract extension with him, and they're going to make him happy.
Yeah.
It was a weird social media post that we still haven't heard anything about from T.J. Watt or the Steelers. It's bizarre. Maybe it just was him saying, I look good. My arms look good in this. I'm going to put it up.
You'll go a little vanity photo.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, last night we had NBA play-in games. Boy, they were something. The road teams roll. Danny Dusty on the Fan. They had play-in games last night. I watched very little of it. I tried to watch both of them in their entireties. I just couldn't do it. I had to keep coming back to them because, boy, Chicago rolled over so fast in that game.
As I'm saying, man, they just rolled over and showed their bellies.
It was...
Not what I expected because, it was a Mickey Mouse March run, but that?
First quarter, they almost give up a 40-piece, and then it doesn't help when Tyler Hero is playing like he was last night.
Oh, yeah, no, he was on
that one. Dude was filling up the bucket left and right. And if you don't have anybody that can go punch for punch with him, you're going to have a long night. And that is 100% what Chicago ran into, because there were times where Coby White tried to be that guy.
Well, no, he has been that guy for them.
No, he tried to be that guy. He was not.
No.
And he kept trying. Josh Giddey was missing wide open looks. And you're just going, this game is over. These guys just don't have it tonight. And when neither one, if Giddey and White can't do it, no, you're...
Otherwise, luck. You're relying on Bouzelas and Herter, and while they're support players. I mean, one's a rookie and the other one's a supporting cast guy. But like,
that's the most 9-10 game you could have.
Yeah, it really was. And it's frustrating in the sense of, like, for the Bulls, like, this is what they keep doing. And it's kind of funny, like, you talk about the teams that are there. It's the Hawks, the Bulls, and the Heat seemingly every year in these play-in games. Like, yeah, Jimmy Butler dragged into the NBA Finals 2 years ago. Or to the Eastern Conference Finals. But, like, or actually, no, it was. Yeah, the NBA Finals against the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Out of the play-in. But you don't have that dude anymore. And very apparent that they don't have, like, if Tyler Herro doesn't have this, like, this thing is, this Heat team, it doesn't score. So to give up, what was the final, 109, when they took their foot off the gas, really, in the fourth quarter, because the Bulls had nothing?
Boy, everything that you were describing, it feels like that's what the Blazers' future is looking like, unless they get a star. That's it. You have a bunch of okay players. Bulls went 39-43.
Mm-hmm.
They were three games better than Portland. Portland
in the East,
but Portland, they get three games there. They're not going anywhere either.
No.
And they are right in this. They are right. This is what we saw last night, which we are all calling disgusting basketball. Mm-hmm. Is exactly where Portland is gonna be, where you have guys that are good enough. You got guys that are good enough to get you there. You guys don't have guys that are going to carry you to a win in the playoffs.
It's a good thing they have stuff to be able to make moves with, huh?
Yeah. Like the Blazers' first round pick, if they get to the playoffs,
Well, I mean, we're just not going to agree on this at all.
What?
This whole idea, this is where the Blazers are. It's like,
well, no, that, I'm talking from the roster. That's where they are.
Yeah. You don't look at them the same way you look at the Bulls, because the Bulls have been doing this for 10 years. 12 years.
Blazers have been doing it half as long. And I know you're going to say it's only been
my eyes are going to roll out of the side of my head.
Well, I know, but they've tanked the end of the last 5 years.
2 years.
Okay. But this is, I mean, the Blazers are in the midst of their worst four-year run since the organization started.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
You look at the roster and the way that it is, everything that we were just talking about, that's what it does feel like. It feels like, you're talking about what the assets the Bulls have moving forward to make a move. Until the Blazers do that, mm-hmm. which
100%.
You got to be hopeful that they will, that's where they are. It's where they are.
Sure. But,
yeah.
But you're also, you haven't been stuck in it for a decade.
Yeah. So we can pause this conversation for 6 more years.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, when you're stuck and you have no other way to go, yeah, that's what I mean. That's the actual hell of purgatory.
Yeah,
it's where that team has been.
Yeah, and
because there's no hope. Like, your hope right now is being saved by Josh Giddey. Hopefully, Matas Bezalis develops. Like, and again, you talk about ownership. That's the bad ownership.
Bad ownership. Jerry Reinsdorf, bad.
That's like, does not care. It is literally money printing for him.
Yeah.
Like, that's, at least the Kings in a bare minimum fashion have basically fired everybody.
They fired their GM as the
horn
sounded and the game got over.
It's crazy.
They got beat 120-106 by the Mavs.
Yeah. That was not a game.
Klay looked good.
Yeah.
God,
I feel bad for him.
I was sitting there just going, you know what? First, I loved this interview with SVP where he's like, it's good to exercise the demons, because the last time we remember Klay Thompson
in
Sacramento, it was not pretty.
Laid an egg.
Yeah. And he looked, and it was like, was it the old Klay? No, because defensively he's not there and he can't be that guy ever again. But the shooters never die.
No.
Shooting never leaves you.
And like, just looking at that as I was watching that game last night, I'm like, Klay Thompson signed up, did not go to the Lakers, where his dad is very entrenched, Michael Thompson.
Yeah.
His dad was basically begging him, and this is the kind of, I guess, quasi behind the scenes. Like, his dad was like, yeah, it's dysfunctional as hell here, but like, you still have LeBron and you still have the possibility of doing something. Like, because it's the Lakers and you never know what's going to happen. Instead, he signs up to go play with Luka. And Luka ends up going to the Lakers. And like, I thought about this. I'm like, had Klay gone to the Lakers, would Klay have been traded to the Mavs as part of that deal?
Oh.
And like, still ended up with the Mavs.
Probably. He probably would have been that guy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Michael.
You know what I mean? Like,
he would have been Max Christie. You would have been Max Christie in that deal.
It's kind of like, oh my God, would they have demanded Klay Thompson in that deal, and then Klay would have ended up here without Luka regardless.
They probably would have just traded straight up Luka for Klay.
In a pick.
Nico would have been like, that's good.
Yeah, I know. Defense matters. Klay's been a good defender.
Yeah, his whole career.
Defense wins championships.
He's been awesome. But another side note out of that, and this is how it pertains to the Portland Trailblazers. Has Portland's own Domantas Sabonis quit on the Sacramento Kings? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.